Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jonah Berger is back. Jonah is a marketing professor at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. He's a doctoral candidate in marketing at Stanford, and he is, for his first book, which we helped launch here on the show a couple of years ago, Contagious, Why Things Catch On, was a bestseller and sold something under a million copies across the galaxy. And I think we sold half of those here at the show. He doesn't give us credit for that, but I think that's what happened. Anyway, Jonah's back, and he's got a new book called Invisible Influence. And he's our friend, Jonah Berger. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me again, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back. And, yeah, I never did get my commission on all those half a million books I sold for you, Jonah.
Checks in the mail.
There you go. Okay. Hey, listen, I was telling the audience that, I was reminding them about some of the things we've talked about here on the show before about the concept of users. You know, when I was coming up, when I was your age, Jonah, we had suspects, prospects, and customers. And that's all, you know, that we didn't have any other influencers. Today, there are these people called users, and these groups called communities. And they're influencing how the marketplace goes, aren't they?
You know, everybody thinks they make their own decisions, from simple things like what products to buy, more complicated things like what careers to pursue or whether to make a major decision. But peers, people around us, as you said, the communities that surround us actually have a huge impact on everything we do. And as a small business owner, the question is really, how do we activate those communities? How do we take whether they're users or customers and turn them into advocates? How do we get them to spread the word about our businesses, our ideas, and use them to help us grow?
You know, I talk about the old fashioned word of mouth concept, right? If I like someone, I'll tell some. If I like you, I'll tell someone. If I don't like you, I'll tell 10 someones. And that's the classic one, right? Well, in the age of the customer, the digital age, that's been put on steroids, hasn't it? And it's not just the numbers. It's all the different platforms, all the different ways that a good or a bad message can get out there.
You know, it has and it hasn't. You're very right that digital, social media, and the like has made word of mouth spread faster and easier than it ever did before. But even today, only a small percent of word of mouth is actually online. You ask people what percent is online, many people say, oh, 50%, 60%. It's actually only about 7 to 10%.
Now you have to explain that, because I'm confused about that, because I know a lot. I mean, almost every product out there has either reviews or the ability to review them. There, you know, people make a living at Yelp, right? And so I'm explain all that, reconcile those two things.
Yeah, you're right that there are lots of Yelp reviews and there are lots of product reviews. And you're also right that those reviews have a big impact on our behavior. What has an even bigger impact, though, are the face-to-face, everyday conversations that we have. You know, we're thinking about what restaurant to go to. Certainly, we look at Yelp, but we also talk to our coworkers at the office,
right,
or our friends or colleagues when we see them. You know, in a B2B context, thinking about what business to use for a service that we need, we look online, but we also say, hey, you know, colleague of mine, have you used them before? What are they like to interact with?
I'm glad you're bringing that up, Jonah, and good for you for doing that, because, you know, as a guy who came up old school, it wasn't old school when I was coming up, by the way. We called it new school back then, but now it's old school. And, you know, a guy who's coming up came up in those days when technology was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper. You know, I'm glad to hear you as a younger man talk about face-to-face, because I've said face-to-face is the original social media. And I'm glad to hear you talk about the continued relevance of face-to-face.
Yeah, I love that phrase, thinking about face-to-face as the original social media. And sometimes we forget, you know, there are digital records. It's easy to see word of mouth online. And, you know, difficult to capture it offline. It's hard to see it happening. Can't take a picture of it. There's no written record. But we do it all the time. Even by some estimates, we spend 4 to 5 hours a day online. We'll take out sleeping, and we're spending the rest of the time offline. So those offline interactions have just as big an impact on our behavior.
Talk to us about some of the ways we can influence the invisible influence. We can structure it and maybe use it for our benefit.
Sure. So let's take a fun one, which is being a chameleon. You know, you want to influence others. You want to be more persuasive. How, as a small business owner, can we do that? Whether it's influencing the troops, our employees, or, you know, influencing the clients and others that we work with. And so one great way is to do what I'll call be a chameleon. And you think about chameleons. What do chameleons do? They fit into their surroundings. And we can do exactly that. So scientists, for example, studied what makes people great negotiators, what made them more likely to get a good deal. They found that a simple trick led negotiators to be about 5 times successful. And that trick was merely mirroring the mannerisms of their negotiating partner. Mm-hmm. So that person crosses their legs, you do the same. They lean back in their chair, you do the same.
You're talking physical stuff here, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
You're not talking wordplay. You're talking physical stuff, like antics almost.
Antics, but also words, also accents,
right.
You know, mimicking the language, the behavior of others. You know, in a sales context, waiters or waitresses who mimic your order back to you, you say one thing, they say word for word exactly what you said, they get a 70% higher tip. And so here, you know, you don't just listen. We hear in business a lot, be a good listener. That's true. But also emulate. You know, whether we're trying to, you know, convince a client or convert on an interview, we need to be a chameleon. We need to imitate others. Doing that can deepen social bonds and can turn strangers into allies.
So, and our customers. But in order to do this, you have to pay attention. And you have to get close to people, especially customers, don't you? You have to spend time with them. You can't hold them at arm's length and accomplish this, can you?
Oh, definitely. You know, you have to know and you have to understand them. But even a subtle thing like an email, you know, if a client starts their email with, you know, hey or hi, adopt that language.
Right.
Using the same phraseology, the same structure makes people feel more similar. If you and I were talking and you found out that we had the same birthday or,
yep.
you know, we went to the same
yep.
high school a number of
yep.
years ago, suddenly we think we'd have a bit in common. We have a kinship, you know, part of the same tribe. And mimicry or mirroring does exactly that.
Folks,
makes people feel more connected.
He's right. And I'll tell you, in selling, it's connected to the similar situation close that I've talked about on the show, folks, many times here. The similar situation close is a form of mimicry. The book is called Invisible Influence by Jonah Berger. He and I will be right back after these messages. More to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.